Tom C. McKnight Jr. I'm dictating the neurological report. I'm Amanda Verardi, V-E-R-A-R-D-I. PO Box 7154, Chico, California, 95927, phone 530-321-1969. ID is XXX XX4O, that's 8043, date of birth 8/14/1983, 39-year-old, single. BUS, capital DEN, officer. Kennedy Mason, Mall, M-A-L-L, Suite 6D, Crescent City, California, 95531. Insurance is Anthem. Pharmacy is Raley's-East, 530-899-3790. It is addressed to Dr. Amit, A-H-M-E-T, second name is O-N-U-R, third name, capital T-U-R-E-K, M-D, internal medicine. Below that, you say Argyle Medical Group, 100 Independent Circle, Chico, California, 95973-0258, phone 530-899-2126, fax 530-899-0142. The clinical indication, neurological evaluation for symptoms of paresthesias and flexor / extensor myospasm in the lateral digits of the left hand. Subparagraph concerns about possible work-related carpal tunnel syndrome. Dear Dr. Turk and professional colleagues, thank you for referring Amanda C. Verardi for neurological evaluation. New paragraph, Amanda reports that starting her new job doing her common computer work, she suddenly developed the onset of myospasm in the lateral fingers of her left hand, causing a flexion abnormality without other involvement of the thumb, index, or second finger. New paragraph, she had difficulty holding her car's steering wheel, but denied having pain in this process. New paragraph, she denied having pain at night awakening her. New paragraph, she has a history of chronic neck strain that is otherwise mildly, at best, if any, symptomatic. New paragraph. Today on neurological examination, her neurological examination remains within normal limits except for a slight tremor of the left hand as compared to the right. Subparagraph, this appears to be physiologic in nature. New paragraph, passive range of motion with distraction maneuvers demonstrates no inducible neuromuscular weakness, no inducible neuromuscular stiffness. New paragraph, grip strength testing in the upper extremities demonstrates motor weakness on grip flexion. Subparagraph, the JMAR dynamometer is 45 pounds on the right and 20 pounds on the left. New paragraph, manual motor testing of the upper extremities demonstrates no other obvious motor strength. New paragraph, testing for Phalen's, Tenel's, and reverse Phalen's maneuvers are all unremarkable. subparagraph, there's only slight tenderness at the ulnar nerve at the groove on the left. Subparagraph, no tenderness on the at the wrist. New paragraph, passive range of motion with abduction, flexion and extension of the left arm at the shoulder induces no symptoms. New paragraph, cervical range of motion is not severely restricted, but there is tension in the paraspinal muscles on the left as well. New paragraph, her deep tendon reflexes are otherwise preserved. New paragraph, ambulation is normal. New paragraph, she has a normal cranial nerve examination with no other clinical history. New paragraph, diagnostic impression. Amanda presents with the sudden development of what appears to be a flexor extensor myospasm in an ulnar distribution on the left. New paragraph. Her neurological examination is not necessarily consistent with carpal tunnel syndrome. New paragraph. The etiology is uncertain. Recommendations. I'm scheduling her for left upper extremity electrodiagnostic testing to examine the median, ulnar, and radial nerves. We will do a bipolar needle EMG to exclude a cervical radiculopathy contributing to her symptoms. New paragraph. Following this testing, further evaluation can and may include imaging of both the wrist and the neck. Subparagraph, that will be decided at the time of the results of her further evaluation. New paragraph, I'll send a follow-up report with her results, and then sign respectfully with my professional signature.